The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You're listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
All right, Hannah Strolsober, the winner of LA Night Jam for 2022. The sense of relief and delight on your face is very, very visible.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. I'm so excited and I'm so happy to win this event. And this is my home side, and I felt comfortable, and I did my best, and I won.
Excellent stuff. So, I mean, you were the last person out. You got a nice little warm-up of 153 feet, but what changes did you make to go towards over 170?
The first one was just a warm-up to feel the dark, the water, the speed, and then just to get the jump under my belt, and then I just went for the second one.
Well, you are the Louisiana Night Jam Jump Champion for 2022. Congratulations and best of luck with the next tournaments coming forward.
Thank you, Tony. I enjoyed skiing at LA Night Jam.
Well, Ryan Dodd, you're the winner of LA Night Jam for 2022. You absolutely smashed it out there with a 230-foot jump. Wasn't easy out there, was it?
I mean, I've jumped at some tough sites. This is pretty nice. I was kind of joking after prelims. I got to adjust to this man-made lake with a nice boat that's set up perfectly and a slight tailwind. Oh, no. Tonight we had no wind. It was glass calm, great driver. Everything was pretty dialed. I mean, by challenging, yeah, I had a pretty solid distance to go after. But, I mean, the last event I didn't, and I sucked. So at least there was something to go after that woke me up and turned me on, and I could give it a rip. So
certainly the last couple of seasons for you have been full of challenges, not altogether pleasant ones, but would you say it's behind you now?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of a moment where I was like, especially after my first jump, I was like, this shit's over. Like, I have to just stop being apprehensive. I've done the training. I've been working my butt off all winter, but jumping reasonably well in practice, but just still a bit tight. And I'm like, I don't need to work on anything. I just need to let go, jump, everything's gonna be fine. And I did, and it worked. And I just gotta keep doing it.
So, yeah. LA Night Jam Jump Champion 2022. Congratulations to you, Ryan Dodd.
Thank you, Tony. Lots of fun.
Laura Morgan, you finished on the podium once again at a major jump event. Must be pretty chuffed with this effort at night.
Yeah, I'm very happy. It's my best at night. I really wanted to win, but it's tough going out first and not really knowing what you have to do. So, you know, 172, Hannah went 173, great jumping, and, you know, next time.
All right, what were the major challenges facing you going off the dock and searching for that distance?
There were a few. The first round today went horribly. I got food poisoning last night. Was shaking on the dock this morning. First set, all over the place. Second set, jumped better, made it in the finals, and also broke my fin. So that was a first for me, first broken fin ever. So I was pretty stressed out all day, but really was excited to get there out there in the night. Like, there's something about the night where I'm just like, let's just go have fun, and that's kind of what I did.
The things you find out behind the scenes, isn't that right, Lauren?
That's right.
Well, congratulations to you. Another podium finish on top of your first ever Masters women's win a couple of weeks ago at Callaway Gardens. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
All right, then, standing next to me, Joel Poland, second place, 223. And I mean, after everything that's been going on this weekend, you leave this venue relatively happy.
Yeah, I'd say that's a success to me. I mean, I think that was a PB at night. I've not done too many night jumps, so it's nice to actually, like, get one under my belt and get some confidence. I mean, next time, I'm going to have to go a little further, I think, and try and make up for this one, but I'm happy with it. I'll take it.
All right, then. You became the Masters Jump Champion not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago over at Callaway Gardens. You came up short here, but, I mean, your confidence has been growing, and I mean, it's thanks in no small part by a real turnaround in your attitude towards competitive skiing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm back in second place, so that's kind of good. It means I've got a bit of a chase going on now. I can kind of set my aim to chase Don a little more. But yeah, I mean, I'm chuffed with it.
Chuffed a bit and looking for more. Joel Poland, congratulations to you, sir. So, Brittany Greenwood on the podium, LA Night Jam. Fine effort, and your stock is slowly but surely rising in women's jumping.
Yes, thanks, Tony. It was a really fun jump event. I'm happy to take home the third this weekend.
All right, then. So what was your plan of attack going out there in the event in the final? Because jumping in the day, completely different to jumping at night, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you can definitely take that approach, but it's the same. You just don't have as much light. So I tried to keep it the same as the day tonight, but I think it worked out pretty good.
All right. From what I understand, you're going to be skiing in the World Games, isn't that right? And maybe not so. If that's not going to be one of your next tournaments, which is your next major event?
I think we have a tournament in California. We have the California Pro-Am, which used to only be a slalom tournament, but now they have jump. So really excited to go to California to jump for the first time in a long time.
Excellent stuff. We wish you the very best of luck going forwards, and congratulations on your top three position at the 2021 LA Night Jam. Brittany Greenwood.
Thank you, Tony.
Right, coming in third in LA Night Jam 2022. Obviously a little bummed, a little bit disappointed, but with 217 feet, not a bad effort in the jump final.
No, I got to be happy with how I'm finishing for how I feel like I'm jumping. It's kind of a mixed bag, right? Like, you know, anytime you can get a podium, you hold your head high. That's not easy to do with this group of jumpers. But, I am not where I want to be. You know, I'm not getting my lift off the ramp. I'm not getting that swing through the bottom. So go home, get back on the drawing board a little bit. I got some time before the next event, but I'll get it figured out.
All right, then. So, you've seen the likes. You've seen the future of jumping, haven't you, in the last few tournaments? Joel Poland coming through. No, so, I mean, how have you rated his progression in the sport?
Well, I think Joel's, he's an amazing talent. He's not going anywhere. I think, Taylor obviously has been around, has kind of been one of those names, but he's still so young. We forget that because we've been talking about him for so long.
And he can take a hit.
Dorian Llewellyn, who did not have a good weekend, he's going to be back. His dad, he and Jarrett and Britta will get together, they'll get a game plan, and he's going to come out swinging, right? So, yeah, the future is strong, right? Like, that group's there. My job's to get back to jumping how I know to jump and see if I can hang with these guys for a little longer, but... The future is bright for the event, and I like that.
Excellent stuff, and congratulations to you of another podium finisher, Freddy Krueger.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Well, one competitor who doesn't really particularly like being interviewed, but he is a rather interesting subject, at least in the context of this event, Taylor Garcia. So let's start with the first round. What's up?
I had two really good jumps. Thought I was going to take it down the lake, hopefully end up in a good position. Third jump came in, and I sucked a nice tip off the top, broke my ski, banged myself up a bit, and yeah, that was the first round. Really nice way to open the day up.
Well, you relied upon the generosity of Jack Critchley. Brand new jump skis to him. He didn't, had them for less than 4 days.
Yeah, they didn't have a scrape on them. So last time I gave him a new pair of jumpers, he left me a nice scrape. So hopefully I return the favor.
All right, then. You jump on 92-inch jump skis, and Jack's were 90s, weren't they?
I jump on 95s, and Jack jumps on 92s.
Okay, so yours definitely longer than his. I mean, did you feel that much of a difference?
Yeah, that was incredibly weird. I felt like I could feel the skis porpoising coming into the ramp and bouncing. So it was definitely one of the scariest jumps out of my life, but I'm happy to get out there in front of the crowd at LA Night Jam. You know, I've been watching this tournament my whole life. Always looked up to it. It's always been my favorite one, so I'm bummed at how I got to perform, but I'm so happy to be here.
World Games in less than a month's time. You're going to take some time to recuperate, no doubt.
Yeah, I think a couple days off. Hopefully get my hip in order and get a new pair of skis and get back on the lake.
And we wish you the best of luck in that endeavor and many more coming up going forward. Taylor Garcia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, standing next to me after LA Night Jam 2022, Jack Critchley. How did you feel the finals went for you?
I struggled a little bit today, but I mean, it was a fun event, and we're, as a whole group, as jumpers, we're super happy that the event was back on this year. We're hoping for it again next year, but I struggled a little bit tonight, but I'll be back hopefully next year.
Tell us about that whole scenario on the starting dock, because you had to completely switch your focus off on from your third jump, ski back into the dock, get your binders off your skis, and get Taylor's bindings on your skis.
So yeah, I take my hat off to Taylor massively tonight. He took a nasty crash in the prelims, damaged one of his skis. I was more than happy for him to ski on both of my skis. And he booted a jump, but yeah, I'm more than happy to help him. I mean, I'll do as much as I can for him, and I know for a fact that he'll do the same for me, so we've got a mutual benefit to let each other use that, each other's stuff, I guess.
All right, then, looking to the immediate future, next jump event is going to be?
I'm thinking right now it's California Pro-Am. I believe that they've added the jump event into that. But for me right now, I'm heading home to England. I haven't been home for 2 years, so it's going to be nice to get home.
And best of luck going forwards, and have an enjoyable trip back to your folks, who I'm sure will be welcoming you with open arms. Jack Critchley, well done.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Luke Outram, unfortunately unable to make it through to the nighttime round to the jumping, but you leave this LA Night Jam in the elimination rounds with 3 personal bests. You can't be anything but happy, right?
No, absolutely not. Like, I've come into the tournament, the last time I jumped at a tournament was Worlds at Jack's, Winter County Lake, so...
Lake County.
Lake County, that was the last time I jumped there. And I've been jumping good. Like, we've been in bad conditions here for the past few weeks, but I've been going long distances, and I'm happy to come away from this tournament with a PB. Like, I can't. If you come away from the tournament with the best jump you've ever had in a tournament, you can't be upset with your performance, no matter the feeling on the water.
You've had some challenges with your practice. Some you run hot, some you ran a little bit cold. Does this help to kind of reset your focus a little bit and actually feel a little bit of optimism going forward, especially considering you're Great Britain's representative in the World Games for men's jump?
Oh, absolutely. Like, when I take into consideration that my longest jump of the whole tournament was on a slip, that gives me a lot of confidence that I have the speed, I have the load, and I have the technique to go longer than what I did today. And I have 4 weeks before the World Games. I have a tournament coming up in 2 weeks at Greenies, so I'm going to be training hard to get ready for both Greenies tournament and the World Games. And I hope I can do my country proud.
Excellent stuff. We wish you the best of luck going forwards. 3 personal bests in almost as many rounds. Luke Outram, congratulations to you.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.